Hey everyone, welcome back to the Flip Face Podcast. I'm Jonah.
I'm Tyler.
I'm John!
And happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Yeah. Because it's Thanksgiving, we decided to do Inspector Gadget.
The Thanksgiving movie of all Thanksgiving movies.
But before we do anything else, it's time for the first segment of the show.
Wait, John, you want to shut that door?
Okay.
You want to shut it, John? On. Ooh, nice. Good door shut. First segment is called, What on Earth Did Jonah Think? Did he like the movie or did he think it stink? First impressions from Jonah because
we have to, the way it works is you and I guess.
Right, we have to guess because Jonah is so unpredictable if he likes a movie or not. So I'm going to say that Jonah has nostalgia for this movie. So he's going to be like, I liked it for that reason, but he's going to be like, well, I didn't understand how they could cram so many gadgets in one man. Just physically, so, how could you make the space?
I think Jono just blew right past the nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Just blew right past it. Mm-hmm. And he just thinks this movie's too ridiculous. It's too out there. It's too
an inspector quirky, who has gadgets? That's a bridge too far crazy. For me, Jono would say.
So,
what do you got?
I'm going to say Jonah's review of it is like 120 gadgets out of 300.
All right, what do you got, Jonah?
I lean more towards John, where I just am like, eh.
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy it. It's kind of just, the nostalgia's there. I liked it as a kid. I remember I did like it as a kid, but I'm just like, it's just too kind of childish and kind of poorly done.
I think
it's perfectly executed childish.
I feel like
perfectly executed childish.
I feel like there is a good movie in this.
There's a great movie.
I feel like you tweak it a little bit. You could make this a legitimately like good movie.
This is a phenomenal movie.
I will admit that it probably is perfectly executed, I guess, for a child, but it's just kind of like, it was like, eh, I just kind of got bored.
I feel like you tweaked this a little bit, and you could definitely make this a Netflix series.
Was this a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so it was a Disney movie when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I was watching it, it just reminded me of all of the great, stupid Disney movies that came out in our childhood.
Yeah.
Like Luck of the Irish. Do you remember that Disney movie?
Never saw that
one. It's another golden one. And it was all in an era when Disney was just making these weird, hilarious kids' movies. That were just solid.
What was Luck of the Irish about?
It was about it was like in middle school or high school. There was it was like this like little basketball player on the high school team that just
Jonah's
okay. A teenager picture. Must battle for a gold charm to keep his family from being controlled by an evil leprechaun.
Yep.
And the evil leprechaun is Lassie from
that's relatable.
Psych. It's Lassie from Psych. Yep.
But he's so tall. How could he be a leprechaun?
I don't remember exactly what goes on in that movie. All I know is that it's pure gold. And it just reminds
me. Pure gold, pun intended. The movie's pure gold.
And I forgot how awesome Disney movies of this era were. So yeah, I was a big fan of them of watching this one over again.
I feel like just because the actors are really like, everyone's like committed, everyone's like putting in effort.
And the movie,
I'm surprised
also
at how much
makes
effort the actors are putting in for
right,
this movie.
Right,
they're it's putting like an effort, and the movie. I feel like the movie is also super self-aware for how stupid it is.
I feel like it works.
Yeah,
it. I don't. Okay, I don't hate it. I'm not like. I just would probably prefer not to watch it because.
Do you want to get into Lamps and Slamps?
Yeah,
Lamps and Slamps. Right, now it's time for this segment of the show called Lamps and Slamps. This is the part of the show where we discuss the things we like about the movie, the Lamps, and things we don't like, the Slamps. I will start us out with a lamp. Great theme song.
That was my first one, too. I put all caps, dope main theme.
Inspector Gadget.
Go, Gadget, go.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, this could be a Netflix series.
You ready?
I'm shocked it's not a Netflix series. Yeah.
Toothpaste.
Yeah, see? That right there.
I had to get that sound bite.
I'm glad put it on the sound board. Bite. Yeah. Like put Ryan Reynolds in as Inspector Gadget and make this a Netflix series and we're good to go.
Okay.
Could you imagine that, man?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something here. This is good IP.
Good bones.
This is good. It's good got gadgets. Good bones. It's got good bones.
I got a lamp. It wastes no time being absolutely lit.
Yeah.
The first scene is just absolute chaos of just cool cop doing cool things.
Yeah, I like the part where he throws a dog high in the air.
He throws the dog high in the air.
Catches it in one hand.
Just a
the people are holding a help sign outside the bus.
Chaotic bus of screaming children.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a slamp.
Sparks fly
even
off.
In a dream, this bus driver, instead of like ramming into cars to slow down or swerving out of the way, we're just going to plow through a group of like 7 year olds.
Yeah.
No problem. 7 year olds,
there's like that weird mascot at the end of the street.
What else are you supposed to do, Jonah?
Anything. Anything at all.
Here's a slam. Whatever happened to Matthew Broderick? Why isn't he in stuff anymore?
He fell off.
I feel like the last thing I saw him in was an episode of 30 Rock, where he played a character called Cooter Burger.
I feel like Matthew Broderick. So he was Ferris Bueller, and then he was also his other big one was War Games. Was that his other?
Oh, you want to know what happened?
I never saw War Games.
Yeah, what happened?
On August 5th, while driving a rented BMW in Northern Ireland, Broderick crossed the wrong lane and collided head on with a Volvo.
What? Well,
this was in 1987.
Oh.
He killed
the mother and daughter were killed. 63 and 28 were both killed instantly.
What are you telling me right now? Matthew Broderick killed somebody?
He's a murderer, and he got away with it.
Hang on, what?
It was the evil Inspector Gadget, not Matthew Broderick.
It was Robo Gadget.
It was Robo Gadget.
Manslaughter.
It was that dang villain. What's his name? Squelch, Squanch. What was the villain's name?
Sykes was the henchman.
I guess he remains largely a stage performer.
Skolex.
Claw. Yeah. I did not. Wow, that's a real bomb drop. Matthew Broderick, too. He just seems like the nicest, like.
He's working in London's West End for the first time in 2019 in the production The Starry Messenger. In 2021, he'll star in Neil Simon's Plaza suit alongside his wife, 23 years. Sarah Jessica Parker, he's married to her.
Oh.
As a result, the grueling preparation for the roles, he hasn't been able to commit to huge blockbusters or long-running television shows. So I guess he just likes doing stage work.
After the manslaughter of those two people, he was just like, just working around Broadway.
I'd do the same thing, honestly.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So that's what happened to Matthew Broderick.
Well, now we know.
I got a lamp.
Yeah.
Wowzer.
Yeah.
Wowzer. You know, I think I put that as a slam.
Yeah. I didn't know whether to put it as a lamp or a slam.
I think I'm more of a Jonah to slam.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was so stupid. Here's the thing. I love this movie for its stupidity. I think that's why I love this one so much. It's just chaos. It's stupidity.
Right.
Nothing makes sense in it.
I feel like there are some solid jokes. See, this is what I'm saying,
there's great jokes. There's amazing jokes in it.
I think there's a good world here.
Yeah.
You know, if you adapt this world, make it a little bit more gritty or something. There's a weird amount
of risque in the movie, though, I noticed.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there is. Yeah, like the weird sound effects that they give Matthew Broderick, whatever, the hot redhead scientist lady is doing anything. Especially for a kid's movie.
When there's that scene where Sykes propositions a young woman, and I mean, she seems young.
Does he proposition her?
He propositioned a young woman. It's a very short scene. He's in an alleyway, and a woman is walking by, and he say, "Hey, you know, hey, baby, you know, you want a party?" And she's like, "Oh, no, I just started college." And it kind of gives you the impression that she may be too young for even, you know, a conversation of this caliber.
Hey, what happens if Inspector Gadget, they make a new movie set in the 70s and it's Inspector Gadget goes to Vietnam. And he's just in like war-torn Vietnam. He has like all the missiles that can shoot out and guns and stuff.
Instead of toothpaste, it's napalm coming out of him.
Napalm? Woo! Just melting the face. Just melting the faces of Viet Cong soldiers. Yeah, sort of like an Apocalypse Now and meets Inspector Gadget movie.
Yeah.
I think there's something there. I think this is, I'm going to keep saying it. I said it once, say it again. There's something here. Gold here.
There is.
Somewhere.
Jonah, you got any lamps and slams?
I didn't write them down.
Yeah, I knew it. What's going on with you, man? Why aren't you writing lamps and slams anymore?
I was, and then the movie just was kind of like,
okay.
I got a slam.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
after Matthew Broderick's surgery, he wakes up in a room full of machines all alone. And I'm like, why would you leave a gadget man after surgery all alone?
So we can get that hilarious scene where his hand opens up and there's a lighter. And
there's a light. He's weirdly crawling to the mirror.
Does he have a Pez dispenser finger?
Yeah. There's a whole like camera cut scene, you know, with the Pez dispenser and everything.
See, this is what I like about it. It's like, it's like this huge scientific breakthrough, but it's like the most ridiculous stuff inside of him. The most
insane. And then when his body opens up and you see everything inside him, and it's yeah. like, what, did they just shove like, every single thing like, from the 90s and early 2000s?
Well, because you kind of get the impression that like the doctor who came up with this technology was like a little bit unhinged, and he was just like, what about this Pez dispenser finger? How about this? Springs in your feet. How about this?
What if we take a bunch of room and put gallons and gallons of toothpaste?
Just stop, yeah, stop.
There's a slam. How much toothpaste is in this cat? Toothpaste. Yeah, there's a scene where he goes, go, gadget, oil slick. And then it's like 27 gallons of toothpaste.
In the park when he finds out he's got toothpaste.
Where is all this toothpaste? Where is it?
I don't know.
And does he have to go to the doctor every once in a while to get
He had to get it refilled because he did it again.
Or does he just have that much toothpaste in him?
The logistics.
Is most of it just toothpaste in there?
I don't know. Like it's got.
How much toothpaste can fit in a man is the more important question.
And that's a question as old as time. How much toothpaste can you fit inside of a man? Man like Jonah, not so much. Man like John, quite a bit.
Maybe more.
Me, even less than Jonah.
Yep.
I got a slam.
Wait, who weighs more? How much do you weigh?
Like 180.
Yeah, more toothpaste would fit inside you.
It's way telling someone you're fat.
You win again, Krylo. Yeah, that'll be the new.
You can fit a lot of toothpaste in you.
I bet I could fit 27 gallons of toothpaste in you, bub.
Kind of sounds weird, though. Maybe not.
It does sound a little bit weird. Here's a slam. Did Inspector Gadget just castrate that cat?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The guy's like, just focus on the balls. And he...
Oh, yeah.
Does he rip that man's testicles off of his body?
The man's voice completely changes forever.
Did he rip the testicles off?
I don't think he ripped them off. I think he crushed them into oblivion. They were pulverized.
I mean, either way, that man can't have kids anymore. And his life is forever changed.
Never.
I feel like that was a... That was a risky thing to put. You know, mic stand is like right in front of your face, I know. So I can see
you adjust it.
I can see your eyes.
Adjust yours?
Because I don't know.
Pretty adjusted.
I'm scared to. Well, let's see.
Harry, hold on. You got
no. That's worse. No, it's
making
worse.
It worse.
It's much worse. Yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know. But see, that could be a thing in like you know the Ryan Reynolds gritty reboot where like he does rip the man's testicles off, and then he has to go to court for it.
This goes back to there's a lot of risque things in this movie for a children's movie because this is a slam. There's a full on sex robot version of the female doctor.
Yeah, that was a little off putting. Yes. A little off putting.
It was off putting, right?
Yeah.
Like why?
As a kid, like I guess I just didn't put two and two together. But watching this, I'm like.
Well, this
they don't hide it at all either.
this is one of those strange things where like you watch a movie as a kid and like some stuff just go over your head and then you watch it as a whole, you're like, oh, he made that female robot.
Yes, for clearly. Specific purpose.
Yes,
I mean this is what made in 1999. This was on the back end of you know when movies were just like women are objects.
Yeah,
like that's all they are.
This woman is pretty, so everyone's gonna want to do her.
Well, and even like this regular doctor lady, like at one scene, she bends over behind her desk to pick some like the binder for Matthew Broderick,
right?
And like he like full on implodes to seeing her bend over, right. And like weird monkey noises start playing.
Yeah.
And, like,
so did they
eyes go all crazy?
Did they put like a sound effect box in him too?
Yeah,
like that's uncontrollable.
Well, no, I think there's like stuff in him. I think there's like toothpaste in him. There's monkeys in him. I think he's just full of stuff.
I mean, evil Inspector had a tarantula in him. Like, who knows what's inside?
Yeah, also
that's true. Why did he have that? By the way,
I don't know. Just for that one scene on the bridge. When the tarantula was released, so like he could
deploy it as a fear tactic. Okay, I see.
You know, being like a cop that's full of gadgets.
Did you say bean like a cop? Like bean, like pinto bean like a cop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd you spill your beans?
Why'd you spill your beans?
Not once did he say like go gadget like gun, especially fighting an inanimate object that's a robot. It's just
I don't think he had guns. I think that was more of a robo gadget, sort of a gadget. He had big sides on his hand. He had guns, you know.
But like you're making this for police, right? That was his whole thing. He's an inspector.
But I think the doctor who made him was kind of a pussy willow.
I mean, if he's putting gallons of toothpaste in him.
Yeah.
I think we got enough toothpaste in this guy. No, not nearly enough. What if he has to spray toothpaste for a full montage more. Of like a minute?
Yeah, okay, also, so Robo Agent had better teeth than Matthew Broderick.
Robo Gadget, please, Robo John. Gadget, Robo okay. Agent. Listen to this guy, Robo Agent.
Whatever, what is he an agent whatever. Of Robo Gadget. He had better teeth, but he didn't have any toothpaste in his body.
No.
Okay, so I guess the assumption is, I'm thinking about this, that the toothpaste was supposed to be oil. Because every time he says oil slick, it's toothpaste. So I guess they filled it with the wrong thing. But also, that's a lot of oil.
How do you mess that up, though?
I mean, toothpaste and oil, you get them mixed up all the time.
Well, yeah. And he like, never read the manual, so he would just, like guess. What does he have at his disposal? So he would just be like, oh, do I have this? And then, you know, usually a different thing would pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is a rich mind vein that we could mine for content.
How deep is the Inspector Gadget lore? Is there a full on? Wiki?
There was for a cartoon.
It was fact boy.
It was a cartoon first, and then it was this,
and then it was this.
Like honestly, I'm shocked that they're bringing back all these properties. Like Disney already has this one. If they still have the rights,
I would assume they do
because it's on Disney Plus.
It's weird that they didn't do anything else with it. Maybe it's not a big moneymaker, that's why. Because they did Inspector Gadget 2. Maybe that one didn't make money, so they're just like, okay, we got
it. I doubt it made money.
Probably not, because they didn't even get Broderick back.
Let's see.
Here's a lamp while Jonah's looking that up. That cat drank all the coffee.
Yeah, all the coffee. All the coffee.
He saves a cat, takes the chief's office. Guess who's drinking all the coffee?
Did the cat barf in the hairball?
I don't know.
It did something to the coffee to make...
So John's talking about the scene where the cat is drinking coffee, and then Inspector Gadget leaves with the cat, and then the chief takes a sip of the coffee, and he spits it out like it tastes gross.
Because there's also, like, a weird sound effect when the cat is drinking the coffee. Again, it goes back, all the sound effects in this movie are just...
Maybe the cat...
Anarchy.
Maybe the cat drank it, he got, you know, the jitters, and then he threw up in the coffee.
Mm. It's like there was like a wheel of sound effects. Anytime they needed a sound effect, they just spin it, and whatever it lands on, just yeah. That's the one we use.
I got a slamp.
Yeah,
the car. What was with that car?
The car was
that appropriation. I couldn't tell. Was that? Yeah, was that
I don't know if that car would fly nowadays because it was the voice of sort of a jive talking African American gentleman.
Even at the very end, when it sees the Beetle drive by, and it's like, oh hey honey,
yeah,
like I speak German.
Yeah, I don't know if that would fly. It made me feel weird.
What is going on?
Yeah. And again, as a kid, you know, that doesn't faze you, but then you grow up and you're like, is this okay? Is this all right?
As a kid, I was like, oh, funny car.
I saw a fact that said that they had to add in that scene too about the seatbelt, and they like played it like they had to in the movie, which I thought was weird.
So the car actually says, so as he's like putting the seatbelt on, he's like, this is the Disney movie, like... Gotta be safe or something like that. There's a lot of references to like real life. Like the movie's very
The aware. The movie's having a laugh at itself. Yeah. Hey, are you having a laugh? Hey, Jonah.
You having a laugh?
Are you having a laugh?
A nice gaff.
Are you having a laugh?
No.
All right.
Okay, so the first Inspector Gadget made $134 million in the box office, and I think the second one made like $75 million.
How much did it cost to make those movies?
The budget was $75 million for the second one, I think.
And it made $75 million back?
I think so, yeah.
So they broke even?
The first one had a $90 million with $134 million.
Nice.
I just feel like you probably, like if you're going to do a sequel, if you can't get all the cast back, don't even do it.
Don't bother.
Because to do like an immediate like second movie sequel and then like the main guy is a different guy, that's not going to work.
Is it? I don't think I've ever seen the second one.
Neither have I, because it's French Stewart.
Is it? Oh, look at that.
I got beef with French Stewart. His name sounds like a sandwich.
He does. I'll take the French Stewart.
Here's a slamp. You can't crawl through an air duct. I'm so sick of this trope in movies where a character goes inside of an air duct and they're crawling around and it supports the weight of like 180-pound man.
I mean, how heavy is this Inspector Gadget, man, too?
He's a gadget.
He's probably like a couple hundred pounds.
He's at least 300. Did you see the toothpaste in that guy?
This is a pretty industrial lab, though.
No. Air ducts are air ducts, bud. Okay. They're not meant to support weight. Right. They're not engineered that way. There's no way you can crawl through an air duct and you're fine. Come on. Hey, listen, I've been at work. All right, I worked on construction sites. I've sat on an air duct.
He doesn't crawl through the air duct. He falls into it and like plummets down into the lab through the air duct.
It's meant to hold air and nothing else.
Also, here's a slamp when he's trying to get the foot. Why do they have lasers around it, but you could get through the lasers and take the foot out? Just have it like a fully encased solid laser beam around it.
And like, why would they give this guy toothpaste? Just load him up with guns so he can mow down people. Make it RoboCop.
Yeah.
Freeze, creep. You know, he just mows, you know, he mows pedestrians down. What happens in RoboCop? I've never seen it. Is he a good like cop, or is he like a scary, like he's mowing people down?
Doesn't
kind
he
of a
shoot
cop?
The penis off somebody?
Probably. There's, yeah, I think whole, he just like
really shoots the penis off.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a new one?
Go to YouTube. Type in RoboCop penis.
No,
shoot.
Let's not do it on the podcast. No. Okay. Are you doing it?
I don't know if I want to search this.
Yeah, don't do it.
Do it on YouTube. It'll be safer.
Nothing safe about YouTube, bud.
Yeah, wasn't there? I think there was a new one that was kind of good, right? RoboCop.
Was there? With Joel Kinnaman?
2014.
Gary Oldman.
I think so. I think it was kind of cool, if I remember
Sammy
correctly.
LJ was in it.
I like the concept of RoboCop.
Yeah, it's a good concept.
It's a good concept, but I feel like it isn't quite done correctly each time.
Well, I've heard the original RoboCop is very good.
Oh.
But I've never seen it. Never seen it.
I don't think I've seen it. We should do that
next. I have
next.
A question. How much did Yahoo pay for marketing all through the 90s?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like, so like, there's this scene where they knock the billboard over on him. It's like, Yahoo.
Right.
And I feel like that same sound bit billboard situation has been in a lot of movies in like the 90s and early 2000s.
Well, I remember when Yahoo first came out, like they did do a lot of marketing.
Yahoo was huge. Like,
and I remember like having Google. The impression like as a kid of like, wow, Yahoo like is a big thing.
Yeah. And now, I mean, Yahoo is what I used when I first got a computer.
Right. And now it's like nothing.
Now, like,
it's still around.
My Yahoo email is like my spam trash email.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I still have Yahoo Mail.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
So in 96, they were they're worth pretty much more than Ford, Chrysler, and GM combined.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
How far they have fallen.
Yeah.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Jeez.
So I think it wasn't, they just were spending all that money because they had the money to spend.
And now I'll look something up on the internet, and then it's like just a random like Yahoo Answers. Just some random guy was like.
Yahoo Answers are always just deep, dark pit of society.
Questionable at best.
I mean, I still have my Yahoo email account.
I do too. Yeah.
Me too. TylerHotter@yahoo.com. Yahoo!
I have a slam.
Yeah, let's have it.
Why is the dog always licking him on the mouth?
Yeah, that was disturbing.
Every single scene with the dog, he's licking
somebody. Well, I guess
because
it's funny, but also because it's gross. I'm surprised that Matthew Broderick was like game for it.
It was cool.
They were like, totally all right, cool. So Matthew, what I'm need you to do is make kissy lips, and the dog's going to lick you right on the mouth. And Matthew Broderick's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I can't do a good Broderick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let the dog. I can't do it.
No. I feel like it's too just
what was that?
Simple, normal.
I'm trying to like do his like.
You got to do like a Ferris Bueller.
I'm a hardware store. I can't do it.
You almost had it.
You got to do something like it. Ferris Bueller, like cool. Like cool, man.
Boom, boom. Like that? Is that?
Yeah, that's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Here's a lamp to make teachers. The doctor, when RoboCop's capturing, he's like, "Why are you doing this?" And then Andy Dick's character just screams at the top of his lungs, "To make teachers!"
He's basically the embodiment of Beaker from the Muppets, like the human version.
When he's like
of
this
Beaker.
Doctor who works for this like evil scientist, but like he's like convinced that like no, we're doing good ultimately.
So I guess I was looking. Cause I'm like, his name's Kramer.
Yeah.
And they did name him after Kramer from Seinfeld and give him the same hairstyle.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? So I was watching this movie last night, and Holly got home, and I had it paused. She said something like, oh, you could keep it playing. I'm like, oh, it's not. I don't think, you know, she thought of something else. She's like, oh, because I've been watching Seinfeld. She thought it was Seinfeld. And she's like, oh, I thought that was Kramer. I'm like, it is.
It is
Kramer.
Like,
what? I'm like, his name's Kramer in Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, it's
funny. I thought that was kind of funny.
See, there's something here.
There's good references. Here.
And like the bad guy, like he's really putting in a good performance.
I liked the bad guy. I thought his lines were funny. Like, yeah. Just the way he did things was just weird. And it
I'm telling you, man,
it was hilarious.
I'm starting. I think this is a good movie.
It's a good movie. Okay, it's a good movie.
It's a children's movie, but it's a good movie. It's a good
children's
movie. Wait, I'm gonna put a slant on the facts for IMDb because this is literally one of the facts. It says when he's thinking of a supervillain title, he considers Hook, but says it was Taken. This is a homage to Peter Pan, which has a villain named Captain Hook.
No, duh. That was literally the point of that whole scene.
What?
All the banter in that scene was around that.
The movie is named Inspector Gadget because there's a character named Inspector Gadget.
He's called Inspector Gadget because he is both an inspector and a man who is full of gadgets.
Stupid.
He should have named himself Claw Daddy or Claw Dad or something.
Yeah.
This takes place in New Orleans.
Yeah, ooh, that's good.
That'd be really good. I'm the Claw Dad. I'm the Claw Dad.
Gotta keep them separated.
Inspector Gadget, let me just go ahead and finish
this bowl. The Baba Man shows up.
Let me just finish this bowl of gumbo before we get into it.
It is Baba Man.
You got some andouille sausage. You're gonna have a little shrimp. And you know, you ain't never had a pot of gumbo unless you have a side of cornbread.
Hey, I made mashed potatoes today.
How was it?
They're good. They turned out good this time.
Yeah?
Did you use potatoes or was it a box?
No, actual potatoes. Okay, nice. So I made potatoes. We had like a Friendsgiving on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was going to make them in the Instant Pot.
Who went to the Friendsgiving?
Her life group.
Nice.
So I made the mashed potatoes, but I guess I didn't seal the Instant Pot, so it was like going for way longer than it should have because I'm like, oh, shoot, I had to seal it, and then it went. And anyway, they turned out a little too runny. So I'm like, I need a second go at this to like prove that I could do it. I want to know if I could do it or not.
I like that.
So I made the mashed potatoes today, and they turned out pretty good.
How'd you make them?
I peeled the mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Cut them into kind of halves, kind of thirds.
Yep.
Threw them in there. Filled it with water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Put it for 12 minutes, and then drained the water. Mashed potatoes. Added butter. Added salt. Added sour cream. Added some milk.
Sour cream.
Mixed it all together.
You know what's really good? Instead of sour cream, use cream cheese.
That's what it said on the recipe, one or the other.
Cream cheese is so good.
Can I give you a pro tip?
Hmm.
What you want to do is buy yourself some green onion. Buy yourself some bacon bits.
Yeah.
Buy yourself some cheddar cheese.
Okay, you're just making loaded potatoes then.
I'm sorry, what?
That's just loaded
potatoes. Okay, so I wanted to do just regular mashed potatoes this time.
Yeah.
Is it loaded
potatoes? That's literally what loaded potatoes are.
You're a loaded potato. Because you come in here and you tell me that I don't know how to make potatoes, and I know how to make potatoes because I was born in a potato patch. I was born in potatoes.
I'm going to keep playing that sound.
I got a lamp.
The potato. Hang on, do something. Potatoes betray you because they belong to me. Sorry, go on.
What I thought was probably the best joke in the movie, and it's one of the credit scenes.
Uh-huh.
The Minion Recovery Group.
Oh, I didn't watch.
You didn't watch the credit scenes?
Now that you mentioned it, I remember like seeing it as a kid.
Oh, because the Minion, like Claw's Minion, has like an identity crisis.
Hey, I'm Sykes, and everyone's like, "Hi, Sykes."
So like the one of the credit scenes is it's like an Alcoholics Anonymous, but for Minions, and it's like so he says like, "Hey, like I've been like sober of being a Minion for like a month," and then it like cuts to the crowd that's there, and it's like every single Minion of like all movies of past in the room. It's pretty good. It's like, yo, okay.
But are the Minions from Despicable Me in it?
And Despicable Me wasn't out yet. So the most famous Minions.
I just feel like they should have had some forethought.
They should have
put one of the Minions.
But Despicable Me is not Disney.
Is it not?
Pixar? That's DreamWorks, I believe. Because they have Minions at Universal Studios, but not at Disneyland. You best believe if Disney owned Despicable Me, though, it would be Minions everywhere.
Minions everywhere.
Non-stop.
Minions banana? Coffee cup. Minions t-shirt. Yep. Minions shoelaces. Yep. Minions carburetors.
Yep.
Minions spark plugs. Yep. Minions gasoline. Yep. Little Minions inside the gasoline and when you start your car.
We live in a society of nothing but Minions if Disney owned
Minion cars. Minion people.
Yep.
They would... I'm telling you, they would fuse the DNA of a minion with lore, a baby.
The Minion lore is they've been Minions since the beginning of time to like all the greatest rulers and everything. Do you think Minions served underneath Hitler? Do you think they killed Jews?
Zikhail!
No, definitely.
Dark period in their history.
You know, I gotta tell you guys, I've had Hitler on the brain for quite some time. I don't know why.
Okay.
Just thinking about the fact that like a man like that rose to such a position of power and like executed such this horrible, despicable plan. And despicable it makes me Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Okay, Despicable Me reboot, but it's Hitler, right? But it's Hitler in like the early days where he's still like, I don't know, maybe it's the Jews
he's
are
still
okay.
Just like an art student.
Yeah,
like,
right. Maybe he's just like, I don't know, maybe it's the Jews are okay, you know? But he started to turn on the Jews, and then the minute they're like, ah ha, ha, banana, don't kill the Jews. Is there something there? Is there something there? Could we maybe just do like a mini series?
We could propose this to like Funny or Die or something. They'll take that.
Yeah, this could be a Funny or Die,
like a spoof maybe of Minions, maybe.
But it's like gritty, like it's real.
And we just get DreamWorks to sign off on it to allow us to use their property in that way.
I can't imagine that DreamWorks would say no.
I wouldn't see why not.
I don't see why they would have any problem with this project at all.
Well, it's tasteful is what it is. It's tasteful. Yeah, my final slam for the movie is toothpaste woo-woo.
Wait, that's a slam?
Wait, oh, I did put slamp.
Oh, you have to keep it a slamp. You can't change it.
Wow, I guess I can't change it.
You can't love that.
What a misstep for me. I mean, I do love it, though. It's burned in my brain forever.
Woo!
Toothpaste woo-woo. Toothpaste woo-woo.
That's literally the line that got us to watch this movie.
It's kind of a good comeback, though. Like, somebody punches you in the face or something. Like, you're like, punch to the face! Woo!
Because then you're just a psychopath at that point.
Right.
Your opponent is terrified.
I'm going to try to use this in my everyday life. At some point.
Just like anytime someone passes you something at work. Screwdriver.
Woo! Well, and now, Jonah, nobody would pass me a screwdriver because I actually have my own screwdriver.
But you dropped it on the floor.
And we actually look down upon the people who use other people's tools because it's kind of like kissing somebody else's wife if you think about it.
Okay, you're on the ladder and you drop it and he hands it to you.
Screwdriver! Woo! Yeah, maybe there's something there. I'll try to use it.
Yeah. All right, got any more lamps or slamps?
I don't have any more lamps or slamps. Hey, shut up! Shut up, because we're doing the thing that we always do. I don't have any more lamps or slamps, Jonas. Do you have any more lamps or slamps, Jonah?
No, I don't have any more lamps or slamps. Tyler, do you have any more lamps or slamps, Tyler?
I don't have any more lamps or slamps, Jonah. John, do you have any more lamps or slamps?
I don't have any more lamps or slamps, Tyler. Jonah, do you have any more lamps or slamps?
I don't have any more lamps or slamps, John and Tyler. Do you guys have any more lamps?
I don't have any more lamps or slamps. Jonah, do you have any more lamps or slamps, Tyler and Jonah?
And that's the end of that song. I mean, and now it's time for the next segment that we call Punch, Hunch, or Brunch. If it's not too much, what do you say is such, Bunch? This is a segment of the show where we have three categories. Who in this movie do you want to punch? Who in this movie, if the FBI has hired you to solve a murder, would you bring with you to solve said murder? And Brunch, who do you who do you want to have brunch with? You know, if you had to have brunch with somebody in this movie, you have to have brunch with somebody. So who are you going to have brunch with? Because you have to have brunch with somebody. Jonah, who are you going to punch?
I'm going to punch the scientist dad.
Yeah.
This was his project.
He was kind of dumb for how he did it all.
Yeah. He decided to put gallons and gallons of toothpaste in this cop.
Dental high.
Why so much toothpaste, man?
Why so much?
Could we conceive of a reason why he would do that?
No, because, I mean, I have one tube of toothpaste and it lasts you, what, like a year, 6 months?
What? You're not using enough toothpaste.
So maybe.
You put barely a dab on.
A year?
Maybe 6 months.
How many cavities do you have?
A lot.
All right, so clearly.
No. Maybe this doctor, he was actually a dentist doctor, which they're not actually doctors, they're dentists.
Oh, yeah, he's a dentist.
Mm. And this was like his little side hobby pet project.
Right.
And then he was like, I got to put toothpaste in this thing.
He's like, he just wanted to make a robot and put as much toothpaste in it as possible. And then, And then
what was that?
Yeah, what was that?
My phone.
Can you silence that, please? Jonah, we're working.
Probably.
What was
we're working.
Was it eBay?
Yeah, I think so.
eBay?
Yeah, what'd I recognize that sound.
What? Okay.
Because you can save like a search, like if you're looking for like, I don't know, something random like Converse Crater Knit shoes.
That's very
when they become available, you get a notification like that.
I really like looking at you through the bars of our mic.
I hate it. I can't see you.
I don't. Okay. Raise it up and tilt your mic down a little bit. Oh, that's better.
What you could do is flip the mic so it's on top and put it low.
What?
Like this? Like
flip the mic so it's on top and make it low.
Okay, so the mic's on top.
No, I'm not switching mine. I'm at a good level right here.
Yeah. Oh. You think, wait, give yourself some slack with the mic. Give yourself some slack with the mic cable.
Oh, my gosh.
No, there's no slack.
Some slack with the mic cable.
Hold on, everybody. We're currently adjusting Tyler's mic stand. Tyler is aggressively pushing back like a child. Jonah is in between his legs now.
I don't want it!
Oh, the slack is there. The mic is moved.
Oh.
I can see Tyler's beautiful face now.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You don't have to keep it like that.
It's a wonderful life we live in. John, who are you going to punch?
I am going to punch Matthew Broderick.
Why?
For killing those
Wait,
two Irish ladies.
I didn't say who I was going to punch. Did I?
Wait, what? Irish ladies?
Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Oh,
Irish ladies that he killed.
I said
not Inspector Gadget, the actual actor.
Well, I mean, he's Inspector Gadget. I'm going to punch Inspector Gadget.
Could you imagine that, though? You're driving along and you're like, so little, what's an Irish name? I don't know.
Annabelle?
Padge?
Patrick.
Padge.
So little Padge, what do you want to have for dinner tonight?
Oh, mother.
I want to have potatoes again.
Bangers and mash
again. Oh, you're eating me out of house and home with all these bangers. Hey, is that Matthew Broderick? Boom! You're dead because Matthew Broderick.
Are the bangers and mash.
I can't believe Matthew Broderick killed two people.
Yeah.
Irish people.
This is like turning my world upside down.
Yeah.
Like the nicest guy in Hollywood.
You know what I didn't realize? How dangerous Ireland was in like the 70s and 80s.
What do you mean?
There was like terrorism everywhere. There was the IRA, the Irish Resistance. Like,
wow.
They were against like the crown.
Is that why they drink
so
much?
There was like the Irish car bomb is off of because the IRA used to use car bombs constantly all throughout Ireland.
I think you're thinking of the IRS.
They are also a terrorist organization, just domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, they got to make sure everyone pays their taxes.
Ireland, man. They're a feisty bunch over there.
What's Joe Biden going to do? Make his own money? Yeah, right. Collect a little bit from everybody and you got your money. Why would I work to make money when I can collect a little bit from everybody?
Too busy sleeping, man. Sleepy Joe.
why would you pay like you know, you hire, you know, one guy to like take care of a park when you could have this bloated corpse of a government to poorly maintain it?
Okay, what is happening here? What's the next one, Hunch?
No,
oh,
I didn't say
I'm gonna punch. Yeah. I'm gonna punch Chief Quimby.
Hmm.
The main police chief.
He was kind of played by
Dabney Coleman. It was just mean. He didn't want to let Inspector Gadget do anything. And I mean, he's got all those gadgets. Do you think he'd...
I mean, he didn't even go through any type of police academy, you know, police training.
Jonah, he had a finger that was a lighter. What more do you want?
What more do you need?
He had an ear. He could, like, it was on a cord. Yeah, I like how all his gadgets were, like, terrible.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like a detachable ear. It was like you had to have a cord on the ear.
That's why I'm convinced.
And you could listen.
This guy, the doctor was a dentist. And this was just a side hobby. He had no idea what he was doing with robotics.
See, but this is where the Ryan Reynolds reboot Netflix series would be good. Like, Ryan Reynolds would be like, oh, let me just attach my ear. He'd be like, what? There's a cord attached to this? You know, and we'd, you know, you'd
and
play that
dark. Up. Dark.
It
would be Deadpool style.
Right.
Yeah, it would be good.
It'd be like Inspector Gadget, like, he's like, you know, go gadget, like handcuffs. And then instead it's like, I don't know, like a mace or something. And it, like, he kills a small child.
Why is he putting handcuffs on a small child?
No, he's aiming for the bad guy, but the machine doesn't work very well. So he shoots a
target,
shoots like
people.
A medieval mace.
And he would definitely have a gadget penis. He would definitely have a gadget
penis. Well, let's try to keep it. Let's try to keep it on board here, John. I don't know. We want to talk about gadget.
Go gadget.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if I like that sound you made.
Let's move on.
What kind of Inspector Gadget are you trying to make here?
A Ryan Reynolds Deadpool gadget.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be that.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, it's gritty, but it's not that gritty.
I mean, with Ryan Reynolds in charge, anything can happen.
So what is it? He's dating Brenda, and you know, it's the third date, and they go back to her apartment, and he goes, "Go gadget penis," is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is it? What is it? Is it incredibly large, or what's going on?
You wouldn't see it. You would only hear, like, it would be like an outside shot.
What are you hearing, though?
Outside shot of the apartment. You would, like, I don't know, he would say something like, oh, man, I didn't know this was a feature, because he's still figuring it out. And then you hear, and then,
let's push this podcast along.
What is the sound you're making? What's happening?
That's the penis gadget.
Doing what?
I don't know.
See, this is what's lascivious to me, is that it's making some crazy noise. Is it normal or is it weird? And in what way is it weird? And maybe a better sound would be like a jackhammer noise. Not that. It would be like... Because then you're at least you're getting something.
You want to know what comes out of this gadget penis? Toothpaste.
I don't know about this, John. I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
All right, brunch?
I don't know if you're invited to be in part of the writing team for the gritty reboot. It's like a dark reboot. It's not like a scary...
It's a dark reboot. Does not have a gadget penis.
Isn't this world sex saturated enough where we don't have to have a penis that goes... Come on, man. Let's rise above it, huh?
Okay.
All right, now it's time for Hunch. If you were, you know, there's been a murder, you've been hired by the police department to solve the murder. Jonah, who do you bring along with you to solve the murder?
Robo Gadget.
Why?
Just intimidate people and say woo-woo a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be a good I like time. That. I like
Imagine
that.
Being in a questioning room with Robo Gadget and he's got his weird shark eyes looking at you.
So, did you kill him or not? Yeah, I like Matthew Broderick's performance as Robo Gadget because Matthew Broderick seems very like he's almost not a good actor, but then he does that and you're like,
oh, he's actually doing something.
He's doing something.
Oh. Yeah.
But I feel like he's always just cast in roles where it's just like, Matthew, just be yourself, man.
Just be a normal person.
Just be Matthew. And he's like, well, I actually do have good acting range. And they're like, no, we don't want that. We want Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Just a normal man with brown hair and brown eyes. Not tall, not short, not skinny, not fat, not muscular, not toned. Just Matthew Broderick, the most vanilla. Like, you go to an ice cream shop, you get a scoop of vanilla, and you go, is this Matthew Broderick, or do I have a scoop of vanilla on my ice cream cone? John, who do you want to bring with you to solve the murder?
I'm going to bring the car.
Okay.
Yep.
Played by D.L. Hughley.
Is that his name? Hughley?
I looked it up.
Hughley Mughley?
I don't know who he is, but... Or maybe it's hugely? Could be hugely. Why are you going to bring the car, John?
I mean, the car was pretty resourceful. The car did more work than Matthew Broderick did the entire movie.
That's the other angle I like, is that he's like, he's an idiot.
Yeah, right? He's a complete idiot. Did they change that in the second movie? That's what I was wondering. I almost wanted to watch the second movie just to see if he's more adept with what he's doing.
I don't think so. I think it's like he has all these gadgets, but like he's inept, but everyone else around him is smart.
Now, is Inspector Gadget in the cartoons, is he like, he knows what he's doing with his gadgets?
No idea. I don't think so. I would guess not.
So in the Gadgetverse, Inspector Gadget is just an idiot.
I think so.
I think he's somewhat competent in the cartoons.
He's got to be.
Did you watch the cartoons?
No. But I remember something.
You remember something?
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on that thought? Or
no.
You remember something and we're going to leave it at that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you bringing?
You already said Robo Gadget. Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
You have to say Tyler when you sing.
Tyler, who are you bringing?
I feel like you can see me now.
We can make eye contact.
I'm starting to realize you have a bad habit of saying something and not directing it at any one person and then expecting that one person to...
I do.
You are an anarchist.
I am.
Talking about robo penises. I'm going to bring Robo Gadget also.
Nice.
Because, you know, same reasons Jonah said. He's intimidating. You know, he'll do what needs to be done to get the job done. I'm just saying, when you need to bust some heads and bust some kneecaps, Robo Gadget's there.
And it'll be entertaining
chair,
watching
release them. The tarantula on them.
How do we feel about the scene where he's got his extended legs and he's like acting like he's a T-Rex and then Godzilla, and then there's a shot of the Asian guy who goes, this is why I left Tokyo. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And is that accent John just did? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's totally okay.
It's fine.
I don't know if it's okay anymore.
This is why I left Tokyo.
Ooh, I don't know if we should keep doing it.
All right. Brunch?
Brunch. Jonah, who you want to have brunch with?
Mr. Claw.
Why?
Mr. Claw. No, it's
like
Mr.
Claw. Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Clawdad.
Okay, fine. Claw Dad. I'll take him. He's got money. He's probably got like a nice restaurant he owns somewhere.
Do you guys remember that scene where Brenda's like, I liked you better when you're fat? And then he goes, bring in the brownies! Wheel in the waffles! That was good.
I really respected him because on his desk at his office, he just got his net worth constantly on the ticker.
No, going. That's sick. That's sick as hell, man.
I was like, man, this guy is
This guy knows what he's doing.
I should do that. Yeah. My net worth.
This is constantly going.
In
$1,000.
You said Claw, Mr. Claw, because he's rich.
Yeah.
Is that why? Okay. Aren't you afraid that he's going to try to crush you with a claw?
No, I mean, he took me out to brunch. He's not going to crush me.
He crushed people, though. He did crush people with a claw.
Why would he crush me, though?
Because he's crazy.
Maybe. It's a risk I'm willing to take.
For a free brunch?
Yep.
I mean, it only cost you like $20 if you paid for yourself.
Claw also had that sick line at the beginning of the movie when Matthew Broderick is flipped over in his car. And then Claw lights a cigar and he's like, "Oh, I have this one for you." And Matthew Broderick's like, "No, I don't smoke." And he's like, "Oh, now you do. You know, smoking kills." And then the cigar blows up.
And I take a little bit of umbrage with the way you're reciting this scene because he didn't say, "Oh, I've got one for you."
What does he say? I don't know.
Also, the cigar
doesn't say that.
The cigar didn't blow up. The cigar lit the gasoline that blew up.
No, the cigar was dynamite.
The cigar was dynamite.
Was it?
Yeah.
It had a fuse, remember?
Nope.
Also, why did he have that?
Why did he have dynamite disguised as a cigar?
Why did he have an army of robots?
In other parts of the movie, he was smoking a cigar, and it looked identical to the dynamite one. Do you think he ever like mixes it up by accident? Like, he lights one up, he's like...
Why do you think he doesn't have a hand?
Because the bowling ball crushed it. Sorry, did you watch the movie, or did you see the bowling ball scene or not?
I did, okay. I'm joking.
Well, some jokes are funny and they're fun and they're easy and they're, you know, they're nice to have, and some jokes are just irresponsible because you're rewriting information that we all know.
Oh, you're really against me and Jonah. Right
I'm
now.
Just
the contrary.
I love Inspector Gadget. He's a good man. He was in an unfortunate series of events. He made the best of it. He's trying his best. The police chief won't let him do Jack. And Brenda won't even freaking date him until the end of the movie. He's a good man the whole way through. Why won't you date Inspector Gadget? He's got a line of her finger. He's got a best bend of her finger. He's not Robo Gadget. He's not scary. He's a nice guy. They take the freaking chip out of him, Jonah, and he still does it because he's that good of a man.
He's got heart.
He doesn't need
Boy's
the chip.
Got heart.
John, who are you going to take to brunch?
I'm going to take the mayor to brunch.
The woman mayor? Why?
Woman mayor. I don't know. She probably has a lot of money from embezzling and bribes.
Are you starting to do Jonas
stuff.
Thing where you just find the richest person?
No, in this situation.
In this particular movie, it's the mayor.
And she would probably take me to the flashiest, nicest place possible, make a whole press scene out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This just in, the mayor goes to brunch with a tall guy.
Yep.
It's just in, the tall guy makes a lewd comment about penises and totally beefs the brunch with the mayor. She doesn't want to see him anymore because he's lewd on this podcast. It's supposed to be family friendly.
Oh,
you're talking about penises, man. I'm sorry. You're taking the podcast to a dark place, and that's not where it's supposed to go. Can we talk about Matthew Broderick manslaughtering two people? Sure. Can we talk about Hitler? Sure. Can we talk about genocide? Of course. Can we talk about penises? No.
Cross the line, buddy.
Cross the line. I'm going to have brunch with Kramer because he seemed like a nice guy.
Okay.
He did seem like a nice guy. Yep. Andy Dick. You don't see him anything.
He's rare.
You don't see him anymore.
I always play the kookiest people, too.
And then he just stopped being in stuff. I like Andy Dick. He's a good man.
How old is Andy Dick?
He was born in... Why is it so hard to find
We're not allowed to talk about dicks on this podcast, apparently. No Andy Dick.
You proud of what you just said?
Yeah.
You feel like that was a good choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I harangued you for talking about penises, and you bring up another penis?
A dick.
Somebody's got penises on the brain.
Why do I see his height, but not his age?
Is it okay? Like, it's a clinical term. It's like saying liver, elbow, penis... Right?
What? Do people just say liver? Yeah, well, yeah, penis is a medical term.
Well, like, I was like, hey, man, how's
schlong,
your liver doing?
Is schlong the official term?
Official? No. It's not a clinical term. It's called a penis.
Meat stick?
Or I say, so as a joke, I say pianist.
Pianist?
Because it sounds so similar.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like that's a lapse in judgment to be like, someone who plays a piano, we call him a pianist.
Yeah, someone went wrong there. I can't find his age, so.
Is he dead, Andy Dick? Is he dead? I hope he's not dead.
I guess I could search somewhere else.
Just type in Andy Dick age.
I know what I'm doing, John. 55.
Wow.
Like I say, I know what I'm doing, John, but then almost seeming like you took John's advice, you immediately found the answer. So do you know what you're doing?
Well, I wanted to, like, usually they have it like right there on IMDb, and they don't right now.
And now it's time for the third segment of the show that we call Trivial Trivia. And I ask Jonah and Johnny, I ask them six questions. And there are answers to the questions. The only way to find out if they have the answers is to ask them the questions. And if they have the answers to those questions, then we know that they have the answers to those questions. And those questions have been answered. And so here we go. Yep. First question. What was the name of the bus driver in Matthew Broderick's, you know, he's having this vision of a bus. Jonah.
Randy.
Randy is incorrect. Johnny.
Buster.
Buster would be good. Buster would have been a good name for him.
That is a good name. Yep. Solid. Yep.
Dang. The writers of this should have thought of that.
They missed it.
The correct answer is the same name as one of my favorite sandwiches, Reuben.
Reuben.
Reuben. Actually, I've never had a Reuben sandwich. I've always wanted one. Is it good?
What's in a Reuben?
I think it's like a... it's been a couple of years. It's like turkey, but it's like fried.
Okay, and I'm actually going to save Jonah because I actually do know the ingredients, even though I never had one. Rye bread, Thousand Island dressing, sauerkraut, provolone cheese, corned beef.
Isn't it like fried or something? Reuben.
It's toasted. It's a hot sandwich.
I can't remember.
I myself have never had one, but I've always wanted to.
Personally, I'm not a fan of rye bread.
I've never, just not I don't a know fan. If I can.
I try it all the time, and I just can't get down with it.
Have you ever had a Reuben?
Mm-mm.
Let's all get Reubens.
Let's get Reubens sometime.
Tonight.
You think they have Reubens at the Hat?
At the Hat?
No. I've been to the Hat. They don't have Reubens.
They have pastrami and... No, they don't have corned beef.
But I think pastrami is their main thing. Yeah. I don't think they have anything else. Mm. It's like chili. It's like 2 pounds of chili cheese fries with like
just
4 pounds of pastrami.
A whole cow of pastrami,
and it costs you $5.99, and somehow that's supposed to feed one person. And I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had the Hat.
Yeah,
I love the Hat. Such a good place.
I don't love it. I think it's bad.
What?
It's too much.
It's a lot.
Don't give
but
me that
it tastes
much.
Good.
I can't remember if I like it or not. I mean, I would enjoy it, but I don't know if I love it or not.
Is it even that good, or is it just because you get such a huge quantity that you're like, oh yeah, this is good?
I think it's a large quantity.
I think that's what's juking
the
stats.
You pay $5, you're fed for a week.
Ooh, chili fries are now $7.69.
What?
Inflation.
Inflation's real, folks.
Yeah, they have ham and cheese, ham and Swiss, ham and American.
Keep asking for raises, sure, but then you got to pay $7.95 for chili cheese fries with pastrami on it.
$7.69,
really?
Yeah, that's what they put.
They did that as a joke, right?
I guess.
What are you alluding to?
Nothing. Just seems like a joke. Just seems like a joke number to me. Because they could have chosen literally any number. They could have chosen 95.
Yeah,
it would have been more money
number,
for them. Instead, they
weird,
put 69.
No meaning
is
at all.
Is it really 69?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a joke, right? It's got to be.
It's a joke, isn't it, Dad?
I think they're having a laugh.
All right. What's the actual answer?
Reuben. My favorite
sandwich. That's how we got
all
this topic.
We went so far down that rabbit hole, I forgot.
My favorite sandwich I've never had. Second question. What color was the bowling ball?
And is
Jonah?
Blue.
Blue is correct.
I thought it was green. Was it?
If you thought that, you thought wrong.
I don't even remember what it was, but I just guessed blue.
And you guessed correctly.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the way to do it. You just guess, and sometimes you're right, and then you can pass it off as you knew it. You thought wrong, though. You thought wrong. I'm the quiz master. Okay. Am I not the quiz master?
Yes,
ma'am. We are the men in the position of which we sit, and I am in the position of quiz master, so I am the quiz master.
Can't argue with that logic.
You can try. Good luck. Hope you have a good attorney to argue with that logic. Overruled. Leading the witness. Badgering the witness.
Objection. Leading.
Overruled.
Abstained.
I love court terms. I'll allow it, but watch yourself, counselor.
They have something called wet fries.
Yeah, it's gravy.
With gravy. I don't know if I want to order wet fries.
And how much is it? $6.69?
$5.99.
See, why is that $5.99? But the other one's $7.69.
Fries, $4.99. Potato salad, $2.99. Gravy, $1.39. Barbecue sauce, $1.39. Chili, $2.59.
New podcast idea. We come up with a new restaurant every week, and Jonah reads the prices on the menu, and then we talk about it.
All right. We call it restaurant menu prices.
That's the best you can come up with.
I was wrong. It is blue. I just looked up Inspector Gadget bowling ball.
There you go. It's
blue.
There you go. Yep. How many kittens had Inspector Gadget pulled out of trees this week? Jonah.
11.
11 is incorrect. John.
9?
9 is incorrect.
13. That was my second guess.
13 or a baby's
9 and
dozen.
11 make 13. John.
Yeah, that, the math adds right. up. The math adds
9
up.
9 and 11 makes terrorism. Or an inside job, depending on your stance on 9/11.
Yeah.
Because the building imploded. It didn't explode. It imploded.
It was an inside job.
You know, diesel fuel doesn't have an ignition temperature. At that temperature? No way. It's an inside job. You see, the country demolished the Twin Towers because that was actually good for them, if you think about it. I'm kidding,
of course.
We got
that sweet Toby Keith song.
Toby
American
Keith.
Girls.
Go on.
American guys, we all stand up and salute. We always recognize.
hey, what's that at the window? Is it a plane coming towards us? Surely it's going to turn left or right. Oh, no, it's coming straight for us.
All right, next question.
America. What were RoboGadget's first words? Jonah.
RoboGadget's first words were...
He came to life and he said something. What was it?
He said...
Toothpaste! Incorrect, but good. I like the sound bites.
Good.
John, you want to wager a guess?
Who am I?
That would have been good.
What is my purpose? To pass me butter.
Very poignant reference, Jonah. No, his first words were, I'm going to kick some butt.
Really?
I'm going to kick some butt. Not I'm. Ein. I'm going to kick some butt.
Who's Ein?
I don't know. We'll never know. We didn't see that scene where he found Ein kicked his butt.
Ein!
No, Ein's going to be the one kicking butt.
Ein's going to kick some butt. So he would meet a man named Ein. No, you're right. He would meet a man named Ein, and Ein would kick his butt.
Yeah.
Ein shows up.
Well, not his butt, just some butt.
Yes.
Ein He's going to meet Ein, and Ein could kick a perfect stranger.
I've been keeping my Ein on you.
What's that from?
I don't know.
What made you say that?
Like, he's been keeping his eye on him, you know?
Ein has?
Yeah.
Maybe this is something we address in the reboot.
we need the reboot. Call Ron Reynolds.
We meet Ein. See what he does. Ein reminds you of mine, and mine reminds you of Mein Kampf, and that reminds you of Hitler. And that's why I've had Hitler on the brain.
We're really odd-wood this podcast.
At one point, Brain the dog rips Sanford Skolex's underwear off of him. What color were those underwear?
Bzz.
Jonah.
They were polka dots.
I said color. I said color, and you said they were polka dots. John. Bzz.
Blue and white.
Blue and white is correct.
Were they polka dots?
I think it was blue and white. It was blue underwear with white polka dots.
We were both right.
I give you both half a point.
No, okay. I get the whole point.
Nobody has any points. You both have half a point.
John, next. You didn't say polka dots.
Oh, my God. Next guy to answer.
Yes, for the color.
If anybody answers this next question, you win.
All right.
Okay. All right. Who would win in a fight, Inspector Gadget or Adolf Hitler? Jonah. Think about it.
Who would win in a fight?
Inspector Gadget, Adolf Hitler.
Can we elaborate on what type of fight this would be, when the fight is?
So imagine that they've both been kidnapped and they've been put into a stainless steel room. There is one fluorescent fixture in the very dead center of the room. It's not an incredibly large room, so the fluorescent fixture actually has enough light to illuminate the whole room. They both wake up simultaneously because the drugs that they've been drugged with wear off. They both wake up. They stand up, they're facing each other, they're at opposite end of the room, and they don't have any information, they don't know what they're supposed to do, but something is going to happen between them. They're in that room until one of them is killed, and then the other one is allowed to leave the room.
Okay, I'm going to answer, and you have to hear my explanation.
Okay.
Adolf Hitler.
Why?
Inspector Gadget's a simple man, we saw that, simpleton. He's not very bright. Adolf Hitler convinced an entire nation that a race of people were not actually people.
Okay.
And to think of them as something else.
Yep. Okay.
So Adolf Hitler would deceive Inspector Gadget, get him to think that they could get out of there on their own, and then he would kill him in his sleep.
How would he kill him?
How would Hitler kill Inspector Gadget?
How would he do it?
How would he do
it? He only has the stuff that is like on him. So like he might have like a swastika like bracelet.
I don't know how, but he would find a way.
Okay. I might accept that, but I have to hear John's answer to give a complete thought of who's most correct. John.
What?
There's no correct answer. It's only based off the answer.
There's a correct answer
because I'm... We have to argue our point.
Jonah, the man who is in a position is that man, and I am in the position of quizmaster. So I am the quizmaster. I don't have much, Jonah. Just let me have this.
How much... what is Inspector Gadget's toothpaste capacity at when he wakes up?
Good question. Infinite.
It's definitely Inspector Gadget.
It's normal Inspector Gadget rules where he has an infinite supply of toothpaste. It's
Inspector
somehow.
Gadget all day, every day.
Why?
Because he's going to just start spewing that toothpaste everywhere in the stainless steel room to the point he activates his suction cup shoes at that point. Hitler, he can't even stand up. There's too much toothpaste everywhere. He's just slipping everywhere. Hitler can't do anything, and then Inspector Gadget just waits it out, and Hitler can't do anything. He eventually starves to death.
Yeah, but Hitler's able to toothpaste.
He could
talk his way out of that.
He could eat the toothpaste.
Again, this guy was able to convince an entire nation.
He drowns him in toothpaste. He drowns him in toothpaste.
He could convince Inspector Gadget.
John is correct on who would win, but for the wrong reasons. Inspector Gadget cannot be killed, because the one thing that would... conceivably kill him is to remove the chip that makes him work, but even after removing the chip, he's still alive.
Man's got heart.
So nothing can kill Inspector Gadget. We have no evidence that Inspector Gadget can be killed. Hitler was killed by himself in a bunker with that woman because the Americans were descending upon him. So we know that cyanide can kill Hitler. We don't know that anything can kill Inspector Gadget. So by that rule
alone... But do we know Inspector Gadget would kill Hitler?
He wouldn't, but even if they never fought... Hitler would starve to death and Inspector Gadget would be fine because he doesn't need food.
But Hitler's got toothpaste to eat.
But we're not sure that Inspector Gadget would use the toothpaste.
But again, we're sure that Hitler would convince Inspector Gadget. So he convinced him, like, hey, just give me a little bit of toothpaste.
I think they would start to talk and Inspector Gadget would realize very quickly that Hitler is a bad man. Like, it would take him
he
a
while.
He
didn't realize two guys were stealing a car.
But he did realize it eventually. I think that if you give him like...
By getting prompted by a car,
though. A full week in a stainless steel room, I think Hitler would let it slip that he'd be like, ah, it's juice, man. It's getting all over my hair. I can't stand them. They're everywhere. You walk outside, you see a Jew. And what is with the little hats? What is it trying to protect themselves from the sun? It's not even big enough.
I don't accept your answer.
Make me a case. I'm open to suggestions.
He doesn't slip up because he knows he needs to survive.
But how does he kill Inspector Gadget?
But he can't kill Inspector Gadget.
He doesn't, but they both survive. Because he could eat toothpaste.
Okay,
I have a question. If somebody else says go, go, gadget, does that activate the gadgets?
Good question. I don't think so.
Okay.
So I guess we just draw this game to draw?
Nope.
It might be
a draw. Or I win.
No, it's not a draw.
Let's leave it up to fate.
Leave it up to the listeners.
No, let's leave it up to a coin. Jonah, give me a coin. Jonah's doing a coin flip. I can't trust you to do it. I'll do the
Look,
coin
right
flip.
Here.
I'll do the coin flip.
I have it. Listen, it does a coin noise too.
Jonah heads.
Well, we can't do that one.
John, heads or tails?
Heads.
Jonah?
Tails.
What is it?
He rigged it. He rigged it. We Jonah can't wins. Use his phone. Okay. We can't use his phone.
It's just a coin flip app.
Where's the coin at?
Look. Heads. Tails. Heads.
I'm seeing a pattern. Heads, tails.
Yeah,
heads.
Yeah.
Heads.
I don't know. I don't think...
Just look at the app. Go download it. Tails.
All right. One more tiebreaker question just to really decide
I
this
wanted
whole
a
thing.
Simple coin flip.
No, Jonah's right. He won the simple coin flip. So Jonah gets to punch John in the arm because that's Jonah's
I will
penance.
Take you buying dinner as payment.
Nope. You're punching me.
All right, Johnny's taking the punch. The men are standing up.
Last time I hurt my wrist.
Yeah, I remember. So Jonah's he's preparing. He's winding up. He's winding up.
Oh. The wind-up helped.
As always, Jonah's form is lacking.
The wind-up really helped.
Did the wind-up help?
Yeah.
All right. John, how would you rate that punch?
That was better than last time, actually.
Okay. All right.
That was good. I wasn't keeling over laughing.
And that's how like we last time. And that's how we played Trivial Trivia. Tune in next week to see more movies, more
I want to get rid of the punch. I don't want to lose.
You're going to lose eventually.
Let's do something else.
Oh, see, now we're doing this until
what else
loses
could we do
finally?
If not the punch?
We could do...
he's got two punches on me now. I get to punch him once.
See, the punch works because immediately we can cash in.
Let's
on
do a slap.
In the face?
On the hand. As hard as you can.
John, do you want to do slap on the hand?
I mean, you don't want me slapping you either.
We don't want any...
You don't want any sort of physical abuse.
Let's wrestle. How about the winner has to wrestle the other person? But the winner gets to start in a... better position, like on top.
Okay, no, because you go to jujitsu. I don't take jujitsu.
Yes, but you're 3 feet taller than I am.
I still have an advantage, but still.
I feel also, like it's evil. Even
also,
playing
if John was 3 feet taller than you, he would be 8 foot nine.
9 feet. He'd be nine
no
feet.
Biggie. No biggie.
He'd be 9 feet because you're 6 foot even.
Yeah.
And I think 6 foot one, maybe 6 foot 2 on a good day.
Yeah, I'm 6'3".
Jonah's 6'3", I'm 6'4", John 6'5".
I'm 7'3".
I'm 6'4".
John 7'3", so I'm 7'2", 7'7.5" is what
yep.
I meant.
Yep.
Wait for it. Yep. And so that's Inspector Gadget. I mean, what are we going to rate this thing? 1 to 300 what? 1 to 300
toothpaste.
1 to 300 toothpaste. I'm going to give it, it's going to be higher than 150. It's got to be, I'm going to give it 235 toothpaste. Because
235?
I really think that this is a good... There's something here. Yeah. I think if you take Broderick out of it, obviously, and you give it to someone who can like be kind of funny and like... I think Ryan Reynolds would be a really good choice. Maybe somebody less built. Maybe like someone just as funny but less built. I don't know who would... Maybe Bill Burr. Maybe Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is Inspector
What's
Gadget.
The deal with all this effing toothpaste, he'd say. You know, I don't know.
All right, John, what's your score?
So it's a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very solidly executed kids movie. Mm-hmm. 250.
250?
250, jeez.
Jonah, how many toothpaste?
I'm going to give it 100. Because it is a good kids movie, because I enjoyed it as a kid. But watching it now, it's like, okay, it's a little too sexualized for kids.
For its era, it was perfect.
Yeah, for its era, but we're rating it now in 2021.
Was it the female robot?
Yeah, I think that kind of pushed it over the edge.
Sanford Skolex made.
That kind of pushed me over the edge.
And it seemed like that robot was down for anything.
Yeah, that was the kind of
That's
problem.
What's kind of lascivious about it.
195.
It's not like the robot had boundaries and she set those boundaries. The robot was literally down for anything, and it's almost like she was designed to be that way, and that's pretty lascivious when you think about it.
Yeah. So all right, that's Inspector robot. Gadget. 150.
195.
195.
Let
don't
me correct
to,
you there.
I'm trying to rewrite history. Badger this
movie. We're going
to
do RoboCop next week, yeah?
Ooh, original
Whoa,
RoboCop?
Yeah,
original.
We're sticking with the robot thing.
I'm down.
I like this.
Okay.
What if this becomes a robot podcast? Sorry, Android podcast. Because it's human in there, too.
Okay.
Ooh, we'll do right. RoboCop, and then we can do... what's that one with Poe Dameron, the robot?
Ex Machina?
Yeah.
My favorite movie. One of my favorites.
All right. That's the podcast, everyone. Tune in next week for another podcast. Sean, anything else you want to add?
No.
Tyler?
Toothpaste?